Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Jack Mitchell back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, but more importantly, he is the head of an incredible American success story, a great family success story. The business, the Mitchell family have been haberdashers for over a half a century. Starting with his parents, and now with he and his brother and their children now in the business. Now they've expanded into being bi-coastal now, and he's written some very important books. Hug Your Customers is the first book, and then, of course, Hug Your People. And I'm very excited about having Jack back on the show. Jack Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thrilled to be back, of course.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Jack,
thank you.
In this segment, I want you to tell us about an event that you attended, the Conference Board, which is an organization that I've referenced on the show over the years with the research that they do, the work that they do. They had a customer experience conference of some type recently. I know you were a speaker there, and you heard other speakers there. What did you learn?
Gosh, Jim, it was an exciting 2.5 days in New York. As you said, I spoke. We had speakers from really companies that are totally candidly as we are, company-wide, customer-centric, talking about their customer experiences, like Southwest Airlines, which of course everyone knows, or most people know, it's all about the customer experience. We had 1-800-Flowers, the Jim who Jim McCann who's the
Jim McCann,
who's the founder.
Jim's a member of our Brain Trust.
Unbelievable story.
Yep.
Unbelievable story. Again, it all starts from these small, simple ideas, and then of course the Ritz-Carlton gentleman, Peter, who heads up the all the customer service. They've been there 26 years.
What was the common theme among all the speakers, do you think?
I think there were several. It's the biggest one, the overriding one, was that how many people attended from all these wonderful companies that are basically product driven, that now recognize in this day and age that you have to be customer-centric, and you have to be really focused on that customer experience, the emotional side of the business.
Do you think they're finally getting it that their products are just commodities?
I think so.
And not differentiators?
Exactly. I think they're beginning to get that. And that the other theme, of course, was that it starts at the top without sounding presumptuous. If you don't have the buy-in and the drive of the CEO. Pitney Bowes, who's a nine iron from us here in Connecticut.
Right.
You have a new CEO who totally embraces that. Who would have thought? He said, a mailing machine. That's not what they're about anymore. They're about other ideas and products and software and all that kind of stuff. But they got this theme because they recognized that they do touch so many companies, and they listened and learned, and they're totally. Everyone is focusing in on the customer. So it starts at the top with one simple theme. And the simple other one is that really, yes, products are important and you have to be, but raising the bar on this customer experience, it sounds very corporate. In fact, when I came back and shared with my team here, they said, oh, Dad, that's too corporate. But simply taking a flow chart and really looking at the touch points, I call them hug points, hug points. When the customer drives up, how does the customer learn about you? How do they drive up? In our case, we're a bricks and mortar, as you know, stores.
Right.
You walk into the store.
What does it look like through their eyes from their point of view?
Pardon?
What is it? So you're trying to find out what does it look like from their point of view?
Sure. You have to put yourself in their shoes or their high heels and figure out and there are many different paths you can take, and you have to have that surprise hug. You have to have that surprise, something that says, wow, these
they didn't
folks
expect.
At Mitchell, I'm going to come back, or Southwest Airline, and all of a sudden you begin to build with your team. Of course, the other theme is clearly it's all about the people. If you don't have the right people in place with that mentality,
did that come across at this conference? Because because a lot of people are concerned. You know, a study came out yesterday showing that a whole lot of employees of these companies you're talking about are not happy, and their managers don't even know it.
Yes, it did come out. It came out loud and clear. And, of course, the challenge of a lot of these folks were there. They were saying, well, how do I bring this back to my big company when we've been product-driven or even in many cases, you know, web-driven these last decade of everybody thinking that a sexy website is everything rather than the people behind
it. Well, when we come back, I'm going to let you help us. I'm going to let you answer those questions because you can do it better than anybody that I know. Jack Mitchell is our guest, folks, and we're going to talk about how to make sure that you understand what is the real differentiator for you between you and your competitors. What is the real connection? What is the thing that really connects you with your customers? Hint, it's not your products. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.